My name is Lauren, and I run a small YouTube channel where most of my time is spent unboxing stupid games and showing them off to my viewers. Honestly, I don't even know why I started doing this. Maybe it was the lockdown, maybe it was because I was stuck at home so much, or maybe it was just an escape from my parents. Growing subscribers was harder than I expected. At first, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my channel. Sometimes I would just talk, but that barely got any views. Then one day I decided to do an unboxing of a simple little mystery box I ordered, and the views skyrocketed. I went from getting 13 likes to 1,900 likes on a single video. It was mind-blowing to me to think that anyone was really wasting their day watching me unbox a simple little box with a few knickknacks inside. But they were, and they loved it. And apparently, they wanted more. This is so cool! I have always wondered what was in those boxes. You should do more videos like this, one comment said. Try some of those weird boxes they advertise on Facebook. I see them on my thread all the time, and I always wonder if anyone is crazy enough to buy them, another person said. I would pay good money to see something crazy happen from those mystery boxes. I knew I had to think fast and jump on this trend before it became stale. So I went online and tried to find as many loot crates, mystery boxes, and other collectibles as I could. The next week, I had a dozen or so of them show up at my door. I started doing one per day and making sure I recorded my live reactions to whatever was inside. It was kind of fun, really, to never know what I was ordering and then be surprised as I opened it on camera for my viewers. Except that it wasn't quite as entertaining as they had hoped for. Not gonna lie, this trend has gotten old fast, one commenter said. Snooze fest, find something else to do, another replied. Those mystery boxes are boring compared to what I have seen on the dark web. Why not go shopping there? One YouTube commenter asked. The last suggestion intrigued me. I had heard different strange rumors about the dark web before, but I'd always been too scared to check it out. I was so sure it was nothing but bad luck and criminal activity. But apparently, these users went and bought stuff off untraceable websites all the time with no consequences. I asked Kylie about it.
Sure, I've done that before, but you just have to be careful where you are buying from, and what you are purchasing and how, she told me.
It sounded complicated, but she promised to walk me through it that weekend. We had a short brunch and then went to a local computer shop to find an old computer that I could use for browsing. I didn't want to screw up the main one I used for my channel. We then got on a site called Shadow Sales, and Kylie explained how it worked. Most of the customers here want something in exchange for whatever it is they're offering, and I don't just mean your money. They expect a little bit more. Take this dude, for example. He is asking for 2 nude photos, and then he will send his software to the client, she said, pointing to a thread at random. Well, let's hope I don't have to do that, I teased as we searched for anything related to mystery boxes.
This sounds interesting, but it says that they expect the contents of the box to be discovered live in front of an audience and not beforehand. Can you do that? Kylie asked.
That's perfect. My live stream needs something weird for Saturday, I said.
All right, I'm going to forward you some cryptocurrency since this is your first time. You can always pay me back later, she told me.
The transaction didn't take longer than 5 minutes, and according to the seller, the mystery box would be delivered in only 2 days. It was a narrow window, but I would make it work. It arrived as anticipated on my porch, a large rectangular black box with only my address on it, no return receipt. It was heavy. I had to get my dad to help me bring it in the house and take it to my room.
What the hell did you order, Lauren? Feels like lifting weights for a gym,
he complained as we slid it inside. Thanks for the help, Dad, I said, closing the door and excitedly getting my camera ready. I had already teased my viewers with the mystery box the day before. As requested by you, my faithful viewers, straight from the dark web itself, this mystery box will be opened live tomorrow at 3:30 Central Time, I told them. And now it was time to prove it. First, I showed the box itself on camera. Just to show you that I didn't make this myself, I told the unseen audience. Then I cut into the box and eagerly reached my hand inside to take out the first item. It felt squishy and warm. I tensed up and pulled it out, trying not to panic as I realized it looked like a severed finger.
Clearly someone has a sick sense of humor. Let's keep going. I said, putting it aside, as I saw my views going up dramatically. The chat was on fire. Was that real? A commenter asked. Wait, what was that? Another person said. What else is in that box? A third person questioned. Next was a small marker box like you might get from school supplies. Inside was a bundle of dark hair and a note. It looked like there were coordinates on the side. Not exactly sure what this is supposed to be, but it looks like whoever I ordered from decided this was going to a horror show, I said with a nervous laugh as I opened the box wider. At the bottom of the box, there were crumpled up pieces of paper with scrawled writing on them and a strange wrapped up object that looked like a ball of some kind. I was praying that was all it was as I lifted it out of the box and saw that it was dripping blood. I am going to have to cut the feed, I told my viewers as I unwrapped the item. I was so sure it was a sliced off head, but to my relief, it was just a mannequin. However, it did resemble Kylie a little too closely. It made me reach for my phone and call her immediately. Hey, was wondering when you were going to call. Your stuff came in the mail today. When are you going to come and pick it up? She asked. I was trying to keep my composure as I raced out the door. Kylie, tell me exactly what it is, I said as I turned around and realized I had forgotten my keys. My phone was blowing up with comments from the stream as I tried not to panic. You want me to open it? Well, okay, hold on, she said. No! No, don't do that. I shouted, but she didn't respond. I was reading the comments and realized it was all from the same user. Finish the items, one comment kept repeating. I looked down in the box and took out the crimped pieces of paper and realized it was some kind of code. I had to quickly unscramble as I heard Kylie come on the line again. Never seen anything like this, Lauren. It looks like some kind of... She trailed off as I managed to work out the puzzle. Bomb. It's a bomb! Kylie, it's a bomb! I shouted. As soon as I finished the sentence, I heard a loud boom on the other side of the line and my heart dropped. I ran out with the keys and raced to my friend's house to see if this was what had really happened. I didn't want to believe it until I saw it for myself. Sure enough, less than a block away, I saw fire trucks racing to her house. Her garage was a smoldering flame. My phone pinged as I sat there in stunned silence. It would have been more entertaining on livestream. You failed the instructions. Then I saw more comments on the thread. Wow, this chick is crazy. She just killed her friend. Have you seen the news? I bet she manufactured that pipe bomb herself. There wasn't any damn dark web involved. That's one way to get 15 minutes of fame. Hope they lock her up. I'm reporting her channel. Then my dad called me.
Lauren, the cops are here to ask you a few questions. Have you heard about Kylie? Lauren?
I didn't respond. I was in too much shock. I just sat there, paralyzed in fear, as I watched my best friend's corpse being removed from the building. This was my fault. All my fault.
If you enjoyed this story, consider subscribing to my Patreon. For only $5 a month, you will receive weekly bonus scary stories, ad-free episodes, and early access to my podcasts. Also, thank you to my new patrons, Dawson and Lisi.